Eric Robert Rudolph, the suspect in January's fatal bombing at an Alabama abortion clinic, was today charged with three other bomb attacks. The Justice Department says Rudolph was responsible for the 1996 explosion at Centennial Olympic Park in Atlanta, as well as 1997 bombings at an Atlanta abortion clinic and a gay bar. Rudolph remains a fugitive. He's thought to be hiding in the mountains in North Carolina. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Rudolph already is on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, with $1 million reward offered for information leading to his arrest. But now the list of charges against him has grown. Not only is he accused of setting the Birmingham, Alabama bomb, which killed an off-duty police officer, but he now is the suspect in a string of explosions in Atlanta over a period of 18 months, including the one at Centennial Olympic Park that killed one person and injured more than 100. The director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, John McGaw, was among a group of law enforcement officials who announced the new charges this afternoon.
This United States District Court arrest warrant for Eric Robert Rudolph moves us one step closer to ending the campaign of violence that began over 2 years ago.
For several months, investigators have examined possible links between the Atlanta explosions and the one in Alabama, studying the bomber's techniques and examining the materials the bombs were made of, the nails and the gunpowder and the metal plates. Investigators won't say specifically what they've learned to connect the explosions to Rudolph, but FBI Director Louis Free says there is, in his words, a powerful array of evidence.
A lot of it has to do with statements that have been made by witnesses, both historically and contemporaneously, his background, experience, motivation, statements he's made to people. Also linkages between the bombings forensically with respect to time and place.
Investigators believe Rudolph is still hiding in the rugged terrain of the North Carolina mountains, where a futile manhunt has been underway for months. Law enforcement experts say today's public announcement of the new charges may encourage more people to come forward with information on where Rudolph is. UCLA law professor and former federal prosecutor John Shepard Wiley says after the Birmingham explosion, Rudolph might have attracted sympathy and even protection from people opposed to abortion. But now, Wiley says their feelings about Rudolph may change.
Abortion, of course, is an extremely controversial public issue, and bombing an abortion clinic can produce partisan reactions. Bombing the Olympics doesn't really produce any sort of partisan reaction. No one's in favor of bombing the Olympics.
Rudolph was last seen near his North Carolina home one day after the Alabama explosion. But that was in January, and despite the work of hundreds of searchers, there have been no confirmed sightings of him since. Investigators are hopeful that as the leaves fall off the trees this autumn, it will be easier to spot the experienced woodsman in the North Carolina wilderness. Attorney General Janet Reno said today agents will keep searching until they find Rudolph, and won't rest until he's brought to justice. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.